This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Are You Okay Day is happening tomorrow, and it's about inspiring and empowering everyone to meaningfully connect with people around them and support anyone struggling with life. Rachel Clements is from the Centre for Corporate Health, and she joins us this morning on Hope Breakfast. Hello.
Hello.
Are you okay? Why is that question so important?
We often see when people are not travelling so well, one of the early warning signs is that they tend to disconnect. So they disconnect, pull away, keep away from people, avoid people. And so just being able to ask that question, are you okay, actually inspires and encourages that connectedness with people. So hopefully we can pick it up very early when people are not travelling so well. And secondly, we know that connection is a key to people staying well. So if people feel as if they are connected in relationships and people care about them, being able to step into a meaningful conversation is really important and can, hopefully change the course of direction of someone's life potentially.
Now, Rachel, we spend a lot of time with others in the workplace, and we might notice that someone isn't travelling too well amongst those who we work with. But sometimes we feel like if we don't know them well enough that we shouldn't pry. I can imagine if it's your boss you're concerned about. What would you do in that situation?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, because I think sometimes if it is a boss and an employee, is concerned about their boss but doesn't feel as if they are the best person to have that conversation, I would always suggest picking somebody who you think would be better at having that conversation, whether that's another manager, whether that might be another colleague. But I think it is about noticing, firstly, I'm noticing my boss is not travelling so well. I maybe don't feel as if I've got the closest relationship or the best relationship to be able to lean in to an Are You Okay conversation. But what I'm going to do is actually pass that responsibility on to somebody else. So it's not just about really sitting there thinking, I'm not the best person, therefore I'm not going to act. Part of your responsibility is to actually pass that on to somebody else. And secondly, don't assume that they've actually done it. Just because you've passed it on, you've got to circle back in and connect with them again. Hey, did you have an opportunity to catch up with that manager? How did it go? Did you have that conversation? So it's very important. But you touched on another point there around often people feel, that was our old mindset, often people feel about that they might be prying, I might be invading someone's personal space or their personal issue, maybe it's not for me to ask. And I think that that's very much our old mindset that was around 10 or 15 years ago when I used to go into workplaces, people say, oh, I know Joe Bloggs over there is not travelling so well, but it's a personal issue. I don't want to pry, I don't want to get into it, none of my business. Whereas now, the more recent research on mental health in the workplace shows that we all have a moral, legal and ethical obligation to be respectfully curious. So it's around, if I observe someone's not travelling so well, it is my responsibility, or passing that on to somebody else, to actually lean in and have that conversation. And if someone does not want to respond, if it is personal or what have you and they don't feel comfortable, they won't. They won't enter into that conversation, but that's okay, because the important thing that they take away from that is you were concerned about me and you cared about me and you were here to support me.
I think one of the things you mentioned, which I think is really important, is this idea of disconnection. So when I am heavily depressed, I tend to withdraw and isolate myself.
Yeah.
How do you handle a person who is clearly disconnecting and trying to pull themselves apart from community and encourage them through that?
Mm. Yeah, I think because that's such one of the early warning signs of going into that more depressed state is that disconnection, pulling away, I don't want to be around people, I don't have the energy, all those kinds of things. I think just initiating that conversation or that contact is really important, and don't assume, oh, that person, if they want to speak to me, gee, I haven't heard from them for a few weeks, gee, that's unlike them, I'll just wait until they reach out to me. I'll just wait until I'm less busy. I'll just wait for another time. And that's often what we see is a watch and wait approach, which we know does not work in this space of mental health, because one, you're going to be waiting a very, very long time for that person to come to you, and maybe they never do. And secondly, in that time, someone can shift quite quickly from the early stages of becoming a little unwell into actually becoming quite unwell, because we know that disconnection often makes people feel worse, even though it's something that they actually try to do. So I'm always saying it's around initiating the conversations. It's around initiating the contact. Hey, let's meet up for a coffee today. Or if you don't have the energy to do that, I'm going to go out of my way to come to you. So we've got to do a little bit more. We've got to be on the front foot. We've got to be proactive, and we've got to, you know, really initiate the contacts. Because when someone's not traveling so well, the very symptoms that they are experiencing at the time prevent them from reaching out. So if I'm feeling tired and lethargic and I want to disconnect, it's really hard for me to reach out to somebody. So therefore, those around them, and part of that is getting to know someone's patterns, you know, getting to know that person really well to go, right, this is not like them. Haven't heard them from them for 3 weeks. That's really unlike them. I'm concerned about them. So definitely being on the front foot.
There's a great 4 steps for Are You Okay conversations, and it is ask, are you okay, yeah, listening, encouraging action, and checking in. I imagine that follow-up is so important to make sure that they've actually gone to get help, right?
Yeah, it's so important, and I think that's the part that's left out. You know, I often think people are kind of like, right, I've had the courage to and the confidence to ask, are you okay? I've listened without judgment and listened, you know, without problem solving and troubleshooting. I've gently guided them into some action, and then my job is done. And the research on mental health recovery shows that what inspires recovery is having your support crew there, whether that's one person, whether that's a few people, but that support crew is so important. And again, it's about initiating those follow-ups, not just waiting for that person to come circle back to you, because when they're not travelling so well, that's really hard for them to do. So it is around circling back, because sometimes people are like, you know what, I never made that contact. And we can go, right, let's do that together right now. Let's make that call together. I'll assist you to do that. Or they say, oh, I did make that contact and I went once, but, you know, I think I don't need to go back again. So it might be, you know, let's get into a bit more action, and you help them on that journey. And it's the ability in the follow-up to just walk shoulder to shoulder for somebody. You don't have to fix someone's mental health issue. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't need to sometimes even know exactly what to say. It is just that ability to walk shoulder to shoulder with them, and every now and again check in and see how they've gone, and continue to follow up, I always think, until you feel as if that person is back on track.
I think you touch in on a good point there, is that, you know, sometimes it can get a bit real weird when the answer back is no. Because you're like, oh, I'm not a trained psychologist. This is going to go south quickly. But that idea of, mate, I don't have the answers, but can I get you around someone who has the answers, is probably a really important part.
It is, and I think it's very important to realise and just have some boundaries with that, because Are You Okay did a study about 2 years ago where they found that 1 in 3 Australians were actually felt uncomfortable about stepping into an Are You Okay conversation. And the biggest reason for that was, I don't know what to do if someone says they're not okay. And so the biggest gift you can give someone is the ability to listen. That's all you need to do, is about listening without troubleshooting, without problem solving, without having the answers, without having to fix it, because chances are you're not able to do those things. But you can be a wonderful connector, and that is the most important role you can play. Often when we are initiating Are You Okay conversations, it's important to remember that you may be the only person in that person's life that's had the courage and the confidence to inspire a conversation with that person. So very often people do want to open up and talk and share something. And it's important to remember that distinction of, I'm not responsible for fixing it, troubleshooting it, problem solving it, but what I can be is a wonderful connector. I can link you in with, and that's where our wording tends to change in that part of that conversation around, okay, let's look at something we could do together right now that might lighten the load for you a little bit. What's one thing that we could do right now that might make a tremendous difference to you? Let's link you in together with some resources that can assist. So it's very much using the language of connectedness. And if people feel as if they don't have to do it on their own, they are much more likely to buy in to that action part of it. That could be seeking some counselling. It could be going and chatting to a GP. It could be going to talk to a friend or a family member. It could be going to talk to an HR professional if it's a work issue. You know, it can be a whole variety of things, but if I feel as if there's somebody assisting and supporting me on this journey, it's so much easier for people to link into that action.
Hmm. Are you allowed to punch a person in the nose when they say, chin up, you'll get over it, just feel better?
That's right. That's right. Sometimes people try to be helpful. Their heart is often in the right place. They're trying to have the empathy, and I think that's what people think empathy is, around just, you know, toughen up and, you know, you'll get through this.
Just chin up. You'll feel better.
That's right, exactly. You'll feel better tomorrow. I think it's very much around, you know, the difference between that empathy and that sympathy. The empathy is very much around, you know, sometimes I don't even know exactly what to say right now, but I'm really pleased that you shared that with me. Mm. And together, let's work our way through this. So that's empathy. It's around that ability to, you know what, I get that life is pretty tough for you at the moment, and I'm here to support you. So that's very different to what sympathy is. And people try to, their heart's in the right place, but generally all you need to do is listen. Mm. And then transition into the action. Listening, I think, is a skill that is really underestimated, because when we've looked at the Are You OK process, aside from asking the question, the second most important thing you can do is give somebody your time and your ability to listen without interruption, without problem solving, without troubleshooting.
Excellent. Well, it is Are You OK Day tomorrow. You can find out more at RUOK, that's four letters, ruok.org.au. And, of course, if you want someone to talk to now, there's always Lifeline 13 11 14. Rachel Clements from the Centre of Corporate Health, thank you so much for joining us on Hope Breakfast.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.